And now to Bahrain, where forces there crack down on fresh anti-regime protests triggered by the recent death of an activist. Police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators near the capital, Manama. Protesters threw rocks and petrol bombs at regime forces in response. Now the clashes erupted on the third day of protests following the death of a 20-year-old activist, Sadiq Sabt, who spent about a month in a coma. Opposition activists say he was deliberately run over by a car. Well, let's turn to author and political analyst, Mr. Colin Covell. Thank you so much for being with us. Colin, if we look at the situation with Bahrain, I mean, this has been going on well over 2 years now, but we see that the violence is not actually lessening up. And as a matter of fact, it seems that even the government has become even more aggressive in Bahrain. What do you think it will take to break the government in order for the people to try to move forward in their quest for democracy?
Well, Marzia, as you just reported, democratic activist and now martyr Sadiq Sabt from the village of North Salah died yesterday from injuries sustained a month ago by regime forces that ran him over deliberately in a car. And this comes amidst the announcement from the Arab League meeting in Cairo, where the U.S.-backed and the KSA-funded military junta now rules, that Bahrain will be the new host of the Pan-Arab Human Rights Court. Now, this is a farce and a tragedy. It's a slap in the face, Marzia, and an insult to human rights activists around the globe. For the Al-Khalifa Gulag in Bahrain to be designated as the host of the Pan-Arab Human Rights Council. This is a mockery. It's an insult to our intelligence. So the people have to keep fighting to bring down this rogue regime.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Colin Covell, author and political analyst.